November 28, 2014. Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. You see how difficult it is to train your puppy. Sometimes she is very obedient, and other times she seems to forget everything and just wants to do as she wants. This is just a matter of her young age. But my Jesus has the same difficulty with souls. Only when souls follow their own will, it often results in the loss of their salvation. Sometimes souls are so full of self-interest that they cease to listen to the inner voice of the Holy Spirit. Then they are open to evil inspirations which catch them off guard and often present themselves as good and worthy. Puppies aren't expected to be able to discern good from evil. However, the human soul must pray for this grace, otherwise his salvation is in jeopardy. With love, you try to protect your puppy from any possible danger. So too, and with perfect love, Jesus and I try to protect souls from danger. This is why we appear here, Maranatha Spring and Shrine, and tender forth these messages. Spiritual danger is much more a threat these days than any physical threat. And you have physical threats all around you in the form of violence, terrorism, and disease. Think then of the grave threat of your spiritual warfare. Every type of media has been infiltrated by evil. Politics and leadership is controlled by evil, while truth struggles to make its voice heard. Consumerism, in many instances, has its motivation in evil. So while the puppy will outgrow her willful behavior and become docile, the soul of mankind must first be convicted of error and choose to change. This is why I come, to change hearts. A note is given that only humans are given the gift of free will by God. Thus, they must pray for discernment, to distinguish and then hopefully choose good over evil. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 24. The synopsis, importance of formation of a good conscience and keeping the commandments of holy love. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before Him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from Him whatever we ask, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. And this is His commandment, that we should believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as He has commanded us. All who keep His commandments abide in Him, and He in them. And by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit which He has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Mother.